Good afternoon, welcome to the conference call of Zhongli Waste, which is now starting. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. William Meng, CFO of Zhongli Waste.
Okay, good morning. My name is William Meng, CFO of the Zhongli Waste Technology AG. I would like to welcome you to our conference call on the occasion of our financial results of Q2 and H1 of 2009. After the presentation, our CEO, Mr. Chen Zefeng, and me are delighted to answer your questions during the Q&A session. I will translate the answer of Mr. Chen from Chinese into English. First, you will get a short overview of Zhongli and our business segments. Then I will present you the finance result of Q2 and H1 of 2009. Afterwards, I will provide you with some information about the current trend in the Chinese waste disposal market and main facts concerning Zhongli's current strategic focus and the outlook. First, you will get a short overview. Now let's turn to page five. Zhongli Waste Technology AG is one of the leading player of the waste incinerators and waste-to-energy plant in China, with approved and well-adopted technology. We have installed more than 200 incinerators since our foundation. We operate in three business segments. First, municipal and medical waste incinerator. Second, BOT project, which means build, operate, transfer. And third, EPC project, which refers to engineering, procurement, and construction project. BOT and EPC project are the new segment which was established in the year 2008, reflecting our movement to a large-size project. Beijing new R&D center and production facility will operate in Q4. Number of Zhongli employment amounts to 393 and keeps increasing. Cooperation with famous international waste-to-energy companies. On the next slide six, you will find an overview of the main achievement of the Zhongli in Q2 and the half financial year of 2009. There are several highlights in Q2 and H1 of 2009. As Chinese municipals have postponed their purchase plans for small-size incinerators as a consequence of global economic crisis, the companies have reacted on the market change by shifting its strategic focus on large-size EPC projects, such as projects in Datong, Zhaodong, and Zhucheng. Zhongli signed two large BOT projects in Kunming and Xianning. Both of them will guarantee revenues and stable cash flow from the sales of electricity and waste disposal fee. Letter of intent with Jilin Province government on the possible investment in building and operating waste incineration and biomass renewable energy project for electricity generation into Jilin Province. The company's new strategy for long-term development includes relocation its Chinese headquarters from Fuzhou, the capital city of Fujian Province, to Beijing, the capital city of China. It will strengthen the Zhongli's capacities in field of sales and marketing, HR, R&D, and financing to help the company to develop competitive strength in the domestic, and the international market of large-size waste-to-energy projects. Another important milestone was the cooperation agreement with the Thyssen Group company, which will help Zhongde to enhance its capacity in the large-size waste-to-energy project and on the international market. Now let's go to the financial result of the second quarter and the first half of the year 2009. Due to lower number of sold small and medium-sized incinerators under the reporting period, our company's revenue decreased by 7% year-on-year to €8.2 million in Q2 of 2009. In the first half year of 2009, our company's revenue decreased by €1.6 million to €18.4 million compared to the first half of 2008. Some Chinese municipalities postponed the purchasing plans for small-sized incinerator due to reduced tax incomes as a consequence of the global economic crisis. The company has reacted on the market change by shifting its strategic focus to the market divisions of the large-sized EPC projects, such as projects in Datong, Zhaodong, and Zhucheng. The first EPC project in Datong has contributed a very large part to the company's revenues. The new segment of EPC projects already accounted for 37% of our revenue in H1 and 60% in Q2 2009. In the Q2 of 2009, municipal waste incinerators accounted for 40% of sales. In the first half year of 2009, it accounted for 60% of sales. Let's go on to the earning development on slide 9. As the gross profit margin of EPC project is less than the small and medium-sized incinerator, the gross profit margin has decreased from to 27% in Q2 2009 and 43% in the first half of 2009. In the first half year of 2009, if comparing with that of 2008, the EBITDA decreased from €10.9 million to €4.4 million. Net profits decreased from €12.2 million in H1 of 2008 to €2.2 million in H1 of 2009. Let's see the reason. First, the EPC gross margin is less than that of incinerators. Second, the company began to pay company income tax in 2009 after the 2 years tax-free holiday. The net profit decreased from €5.2 million in Q2 2008 to €34 million in Q2 2009 and from €12.2 million in H1 of 2008 to €2.2 million in H1 of 2009. The third, increase of R&D expense. The fourth, build up workforce to 393 employees. However, in spite of the investments for the new facility in Beijing, the company's net cash position was improved to €115.8 million as of 30 June 2009. Cash flow from operating activities slightly increased to €14.7 million in Q2 of 2009 and 14.2 million euro in the first half year of 2009. The cash flow in percentage of sales amounted to 178.5% in Q2 of 2009 and 77.1% in H1 of 2009. The net working capital went down to 9.2 million euro, which make 49.9% of the sales. During the Q2 2009, the company received one new order with a total contract value of 1.06 million euro in the municipal solid waste incinerator sector. During the H1 of 2009, the company received two new orders with total contract value of 1 million euro in the municipal solid waste incinerator sector and 23.8 million euro in the EPC sector. Order backlog of 5 units or 38.6 million euro in the Q2 of 2009, including 4.04 million euro in the medical waste incinerator sector and 1.2 million euro in the municipal waste incinerator sector and 33.36 million euro in the EPC sector. Now please take a look about the Chinese waste disposal market. Please turn to page 13. The market in which we operate is growing at a fast pace. The country-wise waste management in China is expected to grow tremendously. Until 2010, a budget of about 12 billion euro should be reached. Accordingly, the investment in solid waste disposal is expected to have an average of 1 billion euro annually from 2008 to 2010. The essential growth drivers for this development are as following. The growing amount of municipal waste generated by the growing population. The shortage of existing waste disposal facility. The determination of the Chinese government to improve the environment. And finally, favorable policies of some province and financial institutes for waste-to-energy project. Chinese government reaffirmed its commitment to environmental protection and issued several favorable policies and regulations. We are confident that this will become a tremendous opportunity for Zhongde. Now, I will provide you with some information about our current strategy, focus, and outlook. Now let's turn to page 16. Zhongde's strategic target is to strengthen our positions in waste-to-energy industry. Within our growth strategy, we focus on large and medium-sized waste incinerator market and large EPC projects. We plan to expand our market share and technology expertise. BOT project will increase and secure our revenues. The tables show the detailed information of our current project. Let me come to the outlook on the next page. Zhongde's second production base in Beijing will be finished at the fourth quarter of 2009. The new plant will triple Zhongde's capacity, enabling to benefit from full future growth potential of the global waste-to-energy market. Beijing will have the technological capacity to produce both medical and municipal solid waste incinerator. the Beijing production plant will also increase Zhongde's geographic coverage, leading to a faster delivery and a lower logistic cost. We expected that the market for waste incineration continues to be attractive, despite the influence of financial crisis and worldwide recession. The demand for small and medium-sized incinerator is postponed by the influence of the international finance crisis. However, the market share of large-sized waste-to-energy projects continue to be increasing. On the basis of our strong order backlog and several letters of intent, we are confident to further increase revenues in 2009 and especially the coming year. Our large projects, such as Datong project and the new 30 million euro contract for an incinerator plant in Zhuchun, will increasingly contribute to our revenue. In line with our expansion strategy, we will broaden our customer base. The cooperation with Tyson Group will strengthen our capacity in large-scale waste-to-energy projects and in the international market. Sound balance sheet and cash position. To summarize, the outlook for 2009 and 2010 remains strong positive because we have made a successful company strategy transition. We expect to realize higher revenue, higher profit margins, and a stable cash flow. Now, thank you very much for your attention.